Learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Ches Min Aleph. The Amid starts with the Maimra of Rabbi Bar Bechana that said, the Gemara was discussing, why do you need the Pasuk, Vayel Mitzchay, Tamid L'Ratzayin? Reb Shimon learns from the Pasuk that even if it's not on Mitzchay, it's Tamid L'Ratzayin, because he can't say it's on Mitzchay Tamid, because he's going to have to go to the Beis V'Kisei, he's going to have to sleep. So mainly you have to say Tamid L'Ratzayin, that it's Meratzah, even if it's not on Mitzchay, it's Tamid L'Ratzayin L'Fnei Hashem. That's Reb Shimon learns the Pasuk. Shailas, what does Reb Yehuda do with the Pasuk? He doesn't hold this Tamid L'Ratzayin, he holds this only, and only is Meratzah when it's Al Mitzchay. So what is it with the Pasuk of Tamid? So Gemara says he learns out from Tamid that you can't be Masiyach Das. The Rav Huna said, Chayim Vel Lamashish Tefillah V'chol Shah V'shah. A person has to touch his tefillin every time. Kavachayim V'mitzitz. Kavachayim V'mitzitz. The Mat Sitz Shem Bel Askar Achas. It sits only as one Shem. Amritar Al Mitzchay Tamid Shleisich Daiteh Menu. That Tamid tells you there has to be Shleisich Daiteh. There shouldn't be Hesach Das. He should always know that he's wearing the tzitz. So tefillin sheish be'askar sarbi, tefillin has a lot of shemus of Hashem, malachas kam v'kama, that he has to, he can't be masiach das, he has to say to know that he's wearing tefillin. So Teres asks a kasha, that you should have a kasha, mal tzitz ken hashem u'begoli, you can have a pirch on the kal v'chayimah, the tzitz, the shame is open, it's revealed. So male, that's why it is the Issa has Sechadas. But Tefillin, the shame is Mechusa'ar. So male, since it's Mechusa'ar, that should make there's no Issa of Hesachadas. And Taisus, because of this Kasha says, that's not a Kal V'chayim and Gomer Derais, it's the Rabbanan. Since it has L'maisa Chayim more than Tzitz, because it has Kama Askar, so male, the Rabbanan are going to make a din of Hesachadas and Shekel Olinah from Tzitz. But you really can't Olinah from Tzitz, because Tzitz is Begoloi and the Tefillin is Mechupa'ar. So Shemus is bothered. Meichat Teisa Mechub Bar is a tainer. The Gemara brings Mechub Bar in Shabbos, Magade that you're allowed to go to the Beis Hakiseh with tefillin, except because of the shin of the tefillin. That means that's why there's an issur, because the shin of the tefillin is not Mechub Bar. But that's what the Gemara discusses. So there we can understand if it's Mechub Bar, so the Meisa you're not bringing it into the Beis Hakiseh. But Magade Hesach Hadas Meichat Teisa the Shubeni Chilik with Mechub Bar or not. The emes is mechavim to the Urayim. The Urayim, Simon Shin Sadek Tess, answers Taisus Kashir, Al-Gabi Echnosis, basically. He said, there's Kibur Ar, but here it's Hesach Hadas, so it doesn't help Kibur Ar. That's why you have a Kal V'chaymer, like what it says in the Sfas Emes. I spoke about an interesting shtickel in the Ramesha Marcha Shulzaga, wrote a Sefer Pnini Rabbeinu Agriz, and Simon Yitzayin he brings that his uncle, Abzev Chechik, wanted to tell him a machlokes Taisus and the Rambam legabe Hesach Hadas. That Taisus was learning that the pshan in the Hesach Hadas by tefillin is because of the askara. Because you have askara, so that's the Gemara's thing. If you have one askara, is it in Hesach Hadas? Koshkin if you have kama askaras. So now if it's because of the askara, because of the shame, Samel, if the shame is mechupa or, Samel is not so chomer. This shame is begoli, and this shame is mechupa or, it's not so goli. But the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Dal Ochi Yedalin, Chayev Adon Lamashish Tefill B'chol Zman, Shein Olav, Shlo Yisich Daitim Mafil Rege Echad, She Kedushas and Gedoyle Mekedushas Atzitz. The Kedush of Tefillin is more than the Kedush of Atzitz. She Tzitz Eim El Hashem Echad, Ve'el Yesh Bei Kam Hashemis. Chof Al of Shem. That the Tzitz is only one Shem, Tefillin Vlad Hashemis, 21 Shemis. So the Rambam says that Kedushas and Gedolim Mekedushas Atzitz. In other words, the Askara is not the Vart. Not the Vart that the Askara, since you have Askara, Mimel Zedin Hesach Adas. The Askara is a Raya to the Kedusha. Kedusha's Tefillin is Gedolim Mekedushas Atzitz, because Kedusha's Atzitz is one Askara. Kedusha's Tefillin is a lot of Askaras. So Mimel it's more Kaddish. So Mimel by Mechub Ba'ar, it's not a taina. Mechubar means that the askar is mechubar. So you don't have to worry about the kedusha of the askar. So if Hesach Das is mitzvah, the kedusha of the askar, so if it's mechubar, so you don't have to worry about it. Mashenkin, if it's the etzim tefillin, it's just a raya, how kodesh the tefillin is, and how kodesh the tzitz is. So the tefillin is not mechubar, this is the tefillin. It doesn't matter that the parashis of the tefillin are mechubar. That's what he wanted to say. It sounds good. But he said that the Rav wasn't masking. The Rav Elm Taisus also you have to say as Kedusha's Tefillin. Nothing to do with the Askaris. The Askaris are not Mechayev Hesach Das. Kedusha's Tefillin. The Taisus tells that since tefillin, even though it has more askaris, but the askaris of the tefillin gufa are mechubar, so it means the tefillin is not so kaddish because it doesn't have an askari begali. If it has an askari begali, so it can have more kedusha than the tefillin which has an askari that's mechubar. Now, the etzim din of Hesach Hadas, Chayim Tumulavad is a big shagas aryeh. Let's start from the beginning. The Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah in Brachas asks a kasha. The Gemara there says, "Ayishim bem l'shina sarayv l'shina kvatz." The Gemara daft of Gimel Beis in Brachas says you can't sleep with tefillin, but it brings the Gemara in Sukkah daft of Chavavim Beis that says that while you're holding them, you can't sleep not a shina kvatz, not a shina sarayv. But when tefillin's beroisha, you could sleep a shina sarayv. You just can't sleep a shina kvatz because shalei afiach behem. That's what the Gemara says. When you're holding it, you can't sleep because it's rabbit. When it's Mereshay, so dafka shinis kvaz asa shleifich behem, but shinis arayim is mutter. So fact, the Tamina ben Yena, how's it chak shinis arayim mutter? When you're sleeping, it's hesach hadas. If you have to be thinking the whole time and knowing that you have your tefillin on, so when you're sleeping, you don't know you have tefillin on. So what's the whole shmuz of shina? It's asa shemifich behem, shinis arayim, shinis kvam. The chayis in this hesach hadas. It's like the Tmin Ben Yain. If I'm in Levi Rafni, Ben Yain, the Mitaych Levi Aram, which means the Ramam, the man of the Tirs of the Avazet. The Van de Hesach Adas Lehavlak Shaymid Bekalas Yoyishu Beschaik. Hesach Adas means when a person is lightheaded, he's joking around, he's not treating the Tfilim with Kavod, Avak Shaymid Beyira. When he's Aymid Beyira, he has the Uwan, the reverence of Masasik Betrachav. But he's being Isaac in something. Avish Isaac Bum Nasik Betrachav, Eidait Leim Amish. He's working. He's fixing shoes, whatever he's doing. He's buying and selling in a store. But I'll go upon him. The Maisa, there's no skike in Kalas Reish. He's Oymid B'yir Masasik B'tzrachah. Lo Nikos Asik Hadas. Dilei Teimach, Hechach Adam Mech Tvillin Kalayim. How could you have Tvillin on and you had the whole day? You have to do something during the day. You can't just think about your Tvillin. Elamai, when you're being Asik B'tzrachah, that's not called Asik Hadas. Hachanami Kishim Isnam Nam Lek Asik Hadas. The other Abba, a person who's sleeping is much less in a matzah of a slake in Kalas Reish. He's not thinking about all the Nairish kaitin. That's why he could sleep Shina Sarai. As I state in the Rabbeinu Yaina, and the Rosh brings it, he both brings it in Brachas over there, in Perek Gimel Simen Chav Ches, he brings it in Hilchas Tefillin, at the end of Nachas Simen Chav Aleph. And all the Pesach can really bring it. The Torah brings it in Simen Mem Dalet. When they have the Issa of Shina B'Tvillin and the Hetter of Shina Sarai, he brings this din, this Rabbeinu Yaina, that Hesach Hadas means Chalek V'Kalas Reish. If someone's Eimid B'Yiram, there's no Hesach Hadas, the Magen Avram, the Shachalach doesn't bring it, but the Magen Avram and the Taz, and Kama place can bring it, it's brought down in Mishnah Berurah, Simen Mem Dalet, Sifkat and Gimel. That seems to be the Psak Halacha, Rabbeinu Yaina and the Rosh are the ones that say it Mefurish. The Taz Yishanim here brings Rabbeinu Elchanan, he says very bekitzer, Tamad Esach Nasa Shai Chalak Yishunei. You can only have Esach Nasa when you're awake. The Taz Yerash says a little bit more, that Hesach Adas only Kishonim Nei of Yachal Lechav and Daitai. It's not 100% clear what they mean. Maybe the Kavan is like Rabbeinu Yaina, but Akavanim, they're also saying that sleeping is not Hesach Adas. But Rabbeinu Yaina is saying a little bit more, that even if you're not thinking that you have Tefillin on you, you're being Isaac B'tzrachav, but that didn't mean you're Eimid B'yira, you're not Eimid B'sleik B'kalas Reish, there's no chsarin of Hesach Hadas. So the Shagir Sayyid Simulam Tess is Marich about it, and he says that it's a Mechalik Zishayim. He says the Ramban argues in the Bein Yain in the Rosh. Because the Ramban says, like Abbe Avelus, it says, Avul B'yayim Mishin doesn't wear tefillin, but the rest of the time during Avelus he wears tefillin. So the Ramban's Lashin is, in Teres Adam, when we boy lay la Avul Asuve Daitein, he has to calm himself down. If an Avil is in a high state of grief, and he's not calm, and he can't be mechaven to the tefillin, so a male problem fesach he can wear the tefillin in periods of calmness. When there's bechi and hesped, he cannot wear the tefillin, because then there'll be hesach hadas. So he says, that's not tzveik and kalas reish. Not at all, that's extremely serious. But since he's so involved in his grief and in the b'chi and the evil, there's not thinking about the tefillin. It's Hesach Hadas. Why is Hesach Hadas? It means you have to actually think about the tefillin. He says, the Rambam really also says that the Rambam says, Kol she'ein daitim yushuv v'nechayin alapadim in a tefillin. If somebody is not calm, he's not miyushuv, he's patim in tefillin, why she'emniach tefillin us l'sich daitim hen? He can't be m'sich das. It means if someone's not calm, so he'll won't be able to think about the tefillin. That's not Kalas Reish. It's not Daitim Yoshev. So you see from the Rambam and the Ramban, not like the Russian of Rabbeinu Yehuda. And he's bothered because the Lashon of Rabbeinu Yehuda is, I learned this answer midivei haram, which always means the Rambam. What do you see from the Rambam, he says? The Rambam says, Faket. The Rambam says that somebody who's ain Daitim Yoshev and Chayin is Patim in a Tfilim because he can't be Sasa Seich Daitim. So you see them without Kalas Reish is Hesach Hadas. Shaz, which Rambam did he mean? The Mishkan's Yaakov Sim Mem Tess says that he thinks he means this Rambam. Lachai is right. At the end of Perek Dal, the Rambam's like this. Kedushas Tefillin Kedusha G'day Lehi. Shekol Zman Sheh Tefillin B'Reishu Shalodem V'Alzrei U'onav V'Rei Shemayim. V'Einu Nimshach V'Schaik U'V'Sicha B'Telem. And he won't be Nimshach V'Schaik U'V'Sicha B'Telem. V'Einu Mahar Mokshav V'Zrei Yisrael Mefana Libi B'Divi Emes V'Atzedek. So the Rambam is describing how a person wearing tefillin has to be. A person has tefillin b'reisha b'zroi, he's an onav, he's reish shemayim, no, he's no schaik and sicha b'tele, he's not mahar makshav is reis. He's just thinking about divrei emes v'tzedek. That's what Beni Yainan means. That's what he saw in the Rambam, that's the din of tefillin, and that's the issu, that if you're not going to have this matziv, where you're going to be, you have to be aware of the tefillin, Ba'ifin, that you'll be an unavir shemayim, there won't be schaik and kalas reish, schaik and schaik and betayli, he says. But the shayla is, lemaisa, what do we do with the shayga side? The shayga side is asking, the Ramban says that by Avol, b'shas b'chi and mispeh, he can't wear tefillin because of Esach Hadas. The Ram says, kol she'en da'itim miyushev, is part of tefillin because Esach Hadas is Esach Hadas. So that sounds like you don't need schaik v'kalas reish. So the Shag Shai learns it's a taka machloikis. It's a machloikis yushainim. And he paskins like the Ramban in the Rambam. He brings rais. He says, if you're going to say that it's al-tzkalas reish, one of the rais he brings is, why do you need a pasuk to say that by tzitz is issa esa chadas? If any kind of kalas reish you're wearing a tzitz. If right, if you hold like the paskin, the kain gadol can only wear the big day kuna b'shasa aveda, so b'shas aveda v'as it is a kalas reish. He's in the base of mikdash. He's isal tzmeri mikdash. So that's how the shagis ayipaskins. But he brings that l'maisa the tur is isa himself. That's his kasha. The tur brings the Rambam in Arichayim Siman Lamed Ches that says that if he's ein daitem miyushev v'nechayne is patim in a tefillin, and he also brings the Rabbeinu Yaina in Siman Mem Dalad. So he brings the Ramban in Yerodei Simen Shem Peches, he brings the Rambam in Arachayim Simen Lameches, the Ramban that says that if someone b'shas the Evil and Bechi, he can't with Tevilin because of Esach Hadas, and he also brings the Rosh Hashanah Yain, that's only by Kalas Reish, he says the Pel, the Emes is not only Shrem the Tur, the Shulchan Aruch is that way. Shulchan Aruch brings the Rambam and the Ramban, and all the priests can bring it, and all the priests can bring down their Beni Yain and Magen Avram, the Taz, the Mishaburim. They have to have a yeshiv. I mean, the emphasis is army shayna metzei like the shagasar. Tyson Shamas Nafem Tes and the Rajbadiyam, they mention when they're talking about Shina, they say that Shina's Kama is also because of Hesach Hadas. You see, they hold that Shina could be Hesach Hadas. But the Pais can bring both of them. L'chayra, they hold is not a steer. What's Taka the Teretz? So, the Emek Bracha, in Ilchus Tvilin Ice Hay, he says that the word isn't Skoik V'Kalas Rosh. Others say this also. It's Reni Ramarcha Benet. On the Mordechai Hilchus Tefillin, Eish Samaches, also says Mamish the same word. It's not the word of Schaik B'Kalas Reish. You say the Dover is that Tefillin has to be Be'em of Yira, and Tefillin has to be a Matzav of Eim of Yira. If you don't know you're wearing Tefillin at the time, it's okay, as long as you're Be'em of Yira. But the Pshat is, even if a person is Isaac and Bechi and Evel, but the Pshat is, he does it Be'ifin, that he doesn't have his doesn't have the Yira that's there because of the Tefillin, and al derech zev is ain daitem yushev al vismitzar, but he's not going to think about Yerushalayim because of his tzar, so he'll be painted from Yerushalayim. So that also has a problem. It's not mamish just like v'kalas reish. Now zay the Aruch Hashulchan also in Siman Chavches says the same word. So that also would answer his kasha from the tzitz, because the pshat is avadi you can have schaik v'kalas reish when wearing a tzitz, but could be you don't need that concentration on Yerushalayim that you have by tefillin. So that's what he means. When you have a person wearing tefillin all day, shusta, he's being Isaac in his shoes, but he's mamish being davuk in Yerushalayim the whole day. Of course, he has to concentrate on his shoes, but the pshat is he's there, the aim of the year is he could wear tefillin. That's not called Hesach Hadas. That's what he means. Even though he's Isaac, but malach, but he's not being Masiach Das from the matzah that he doesn't, he's not the matzah of Yir Shemayim. So whatever is necessary, that's part of the matzah of Yir Shemayim. If you're going to be Isaac and Dvarim Batalim, which are not necessary, that also has the same din of slave of Kalas Reish, even if there's no actual slave of Kalas Reish. I think the Ritva in Sukkah, Dafka Vavim and Aleph, says, I think, very curved to this. The Ritva says, he has the same kash as we showed him, Tmi and Milsa, Heichal Hashim el Hesach Adas, by sleeping in Esa, Filashina Sarai. So he says, V'yesh Leim Adal Hesach Adas, Leif Kadina, and Ela Kishu Er, V'libai Painel Advarim Batalim, Divina Shekol Machshafta Behem. If he's awake, and he's thinking about Dvarim Batalim, that's Hesach Adas. That could be what the Taisus Yishan and Taisus Rosh mean from Rabbeinu Elchanan, that while he's sleeping, there's no Hesach Hadas. Meaning, if he's awake and he's being Isaac and Dvarim Batalim, that's a stira to Yir Shemayim, that's a Hesach Hadas. And that's why he says you could learn Torah, you could daven with Tefillin, you're not thinking about Tefillin, you're thinking learning, you're thinking about the Tefillin. But Torah says you're not being Isaac with Dvarim Batalim. That's goof what the Rosh Rabbeinu Yonah means, even though they say it's a vart of Schaif V'Kalas Reish, the ikkar what they mean is a lack of Yir Shemayim. So that could be even with Evel and B'chi, but the pshat is if you're all into the Evel and B'chi, you're missing the Yir Shemayim. If you ain't Daita Mirshav, you're missing the Yir Shemayim. Mashiach, if you're not thinking about the Tefillin, think about learning or davening or even work, something which is a hechek, it's not Dvarim Batalim, that's not a stira to Yir Shemayim. That's the pshat in the sugya. And now let's go right to the Gemara wants to make a machloikis tanoim, name ahane tanoi, kahane tanoi, another machloikis tanoim, an Indian of Hutra and the Chuya. The Shaila was, how many azois does the Kayin Gadol, or the Kayin that Sayyafis Apara have to have every day? Does he need azoi every day? Or just the third and the seventh day? The Rameyah says he needs azoi every day, and the Rameyah says just the third and the seventh day. And B'chin's got a Kayinim is machalib between the Kayin Sayyafis Apara and the Kayin Gadol. And it says, "Ma'ala babugav mir meyas savatum et luchuyi hibetziber beisus savatum hutchu betziber." That if you hold the luchuyi betziber, you need every day, and the beisus says tum hutchu betziber. So the male is good enough for 3 and 7. As I said, the gemara in the half a minute. When the gemara is daycha, no, they're arguing if a zov is man a mitzvah. First thing, what says tefillah is man a mitzvah, but the gemara held the beisus also tefillah is man a mitzvah. If a zov is man a mitzvah, the male holds a zov is man a mitzvah, so mainly do every day because that might be this man. And if Yesi holds his live mitzvahs, you just have to do the third and the seventh. So the Chayrin Shver, what was the Gemara's Havimina to be told the Machlaikis and the Chuyah and Hutra? Even if it's the Chuyah, but if you do the Azah on the third and the seventh day, it works. It works just as good if you do the Azah every day. Lamaisa, by the time Yom Kippur comes around, he's Vadei Tar. Why would you need Azah every day? Just because the Chuyah B'tzibur. I saw in the back of Lazar Mei Shehari which says that the Pshat is it's not because of Avod of Yom Kippur. If you hold Tumah the Chuyah Vitzibe, even the Prisha should be Batara. So even though it's not going to be the entire Prisha Batara, but in case he became Tumah 3 days before the Prisha, so the last 3 days of the Prisha will be Batara, so now it's also a Maila. Or the last 2 days of the Prisha will be Batara, it's also a Maila. That's the Pshat in Tumah the Chuyah Vitzibe. And you can say that by the Paro also, that there's a mile of the Kayin Seifas Paro, it needs a Prisha Shivas Yom, there's a mile of that Prisha Gufa is Betara. Can say? But the Shaila is also, even the Maskana, the Shaila is a Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah. And so Hashem has asked the Kasha. We don't know when he became Tomei, we don't know if he became Tomei. What's Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah? What it means is, if you're worried that he might become Tomei, Al Tzedin of Tfilah Bizmana Mitzvah, so stop, every day you should do Azar. What does it do with the priest of Shivas Yomim? The priest of Shivas Yomim is to make sure he's Tarif Yom Kippur. To make sure that he'll do Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah. We don't know, that could be every day of the year. What's Chal Pshat in the Gemara? So as Emma says, and he says his word, he says, you could say that the beer of Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah is, when he's Tevil B'Zmana, the Tefillah itself is a better Tefillah than if he's Tevil Shloi B'Zman. It's not the Pshat, Tefillah B'Zman HaMitzvah is you have to become Tarif as quickly as possible. The pshat is that tefillah, when it's done bizmana, makes a bigger tara. I'm not sure exactly what it means, a bigger tara, but it makes a bigger tara. So melech zechum rivim kippur, we want to have the best tara possible. So we think maybe day one is bizmana, and if he has azah now, bizmana will be a bigger tara, so melech will have a better tara. And that's a pshat in tefillah bizmana mitzvah. I think Rashi says this. In the Havman of the Gemara, When the Gemara makes a machlokes dechuyah and hutcher, Rashi says there are meisav dechuyah betzibu ubeinan tarim al yisav v'hazav b'zmana. You need a tarim al yisav. What does he mean? Even though you will become tar by 3 and 7, but you're not going to be fully tar. You need a tarim al yisav, and that would be only al yidei hazav b'zmana. Now the Havamina assume that avada b'zmana is a better tara, and that's why it's telling dechuyah and hutcher. If you hold dechuyah, then you need a better tara. If you hold hutcher, you don't need tara at all. So Meli, you don't need a better tire. The Maskana says no. Even though you hold the Chuyah, but only if you hold the Zohar B'Zman and Mitzvah, then it's a better tire. If you hold the Zohar B'Zman and Mitzvah, it's not a better tire. But that's the Yisrael of the Gemara. That's what the Sfasem says, and I think it's Mamish Mufurish and Rashi. Now Maskana, I don't exactly know what it means, a better tire. Mulech at Chiladikatari is more tar. But as I say, there's such a thing as becoming more tar. You see, Taisus asked the Kasha, Nahavin of the Gemara, that the Nechlaikis is if Tum is the Chuyah B'tzibur, or Hutcha B'tzibur, so how would you learn by Para? By Para there's no din of Hutcha. How would you learn by Para? What's the Nechlaikis by Para? What's the Pshan, the Man, the Amma by Para, that it's good enough, Gimel and Zion, it's not a carbon tzibur, there's no Hutcha B'tzibur. So Taisus answers the following. Came into Tful Yaim Kasha B'Para, the Sivahiza Atar, Atar Koldu, and came Hasan Nami Naksha Kaina service for Belazar Klal. Kaven Loy Baral on Shinibma. Really we maxured the any Azar because you don't know that it became Tummy. That's what he says. So Nitziv wants to know what does Taisus mean? Since a Tful Yaim is Kasha Bapara, that's why you wouldn't need any Shlishi Vishvi. That's a Tful Yaim. A Tful Yaim is Kasha because no din tumma by Tful Yaim Lagami Para. But here, okay, that's the reason why we're making the chumras. That's the reason why you don't need azav shlishi yushvi. What's a shaykhis? So Nitziv says the pshat by parah is, and I think he means al derech what we're saying, that by yom kippur there's a din to become very tar. The more tar, the better. By parah there's no din. The more tar, the better. By parah is to make sure that he's tar. Make 100% sure that he's tar. But there's no din. The more tar, the better. So now the din of doing it bizmana, because tumma dechuyah b'tzibur is, will become more tar. More tar is a svar by Yom Kippur. More tar is not a svar by parah. So I think Taisus means that also. What does he want from tful yaim kashu b'parah? It's a brisker of Menuchas Parah Aduma, it's Amit Samach Gimel in the Sefer, that says that you see from tful yaim being kashu b'parah, that there's no psul tumma by parah Aduma. It's tumma, it's a problem. If there would be a psul tumma like by Karbanis, the Tful Yaim also would be considered to have a psul tumma. But there's no din. There's a din, there's a tzitam, a zaitig din, the kol maaseh needs tahara. By a Tful Yaim, there is no tumma. So Mamela, he's not considered tummy. Whenever you would need, whenever there's a din that a tummy person can't do something, so then a Tful Yaim generally can't do it when there's a psul. But here there's no din that some a tummy person can't do a para. Para needs tara. So even though he has all the chumras of a tamei person, the mice is not tamei. So Mela, that's why he could do a para aduma. As I learned the biskirav. So I think that's what Taisus is saying. Tara kolduhu. The pshat is bayim kippur is a din, is a psul, if he's tamei. So the more tara you get, the more kasher is avayd is, so to speak. By para aduma, there's no psul. If he's tamei, that's a problem. But once the mice is no tuma, even a tful yaim is good. A Tful Yaim certainly is missing in his Tara, but the Maisi is not Tameh, so it's good. So who within Shlishi Shvi is good? As long as the Maisi is Tar, that's fine for Bar Aduma. That's what Taisus means. And Siv also says a Geshmak of Pshat and Rashi, I think this is Pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara's Havmina was that Rameya holds Tumba Tuchuyi B'tzibur, so Rameya, that's why he needed Bizmana, and every day he might need Bizmana. Habyesi holds Hutcher B'tzibur. So he says, if you hold Tum Hutcha B'tzibur, why didn't Azor altogether? You need Azor, L'mayla B'alma D'yafinim Imiluim. L'chayim means the Gemara early in Avdalah and Aleph that says that just like by Miluim, they did Azor every day, they did Azor with them. So Nichmas V'mayim Tachas Dam. We do it as a part of the Miluim ceremony to do the Azor, similar to what they did for the Azor of the Karban, not for the purpose of Tahara. So then the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Tizra, Yisav Rav Yesi had to betzib azar klal amali. I mean, Rashi has just explained, it's a malam ba'alma, the afinim and maluim. What is the Gemara's Kasha? So Zagna Tziv, Rashi tells you, Pshat. Rashi says, Hazar Kla Lamli B'Tayras Shlishi Yushvi. What is Rashi saying, B'Tayras Shlishi Yushvi? He's saying like this. If you're learning after Meluim, there's no reason to do it 3 and 7. Do it one. Do one Hazar. Do one Hazar during the 7 days. Or do Hazar every day. But why 3 and 7? 3 and 7 is V'Tara. Zagdan Tziv V'Emes in the Gemara could have said Fakert. Rab Meir holds Tumahut Shibitzibur. And the reason why you do azaz is a mile of almond, the afinim and meluim, and the afinim and meluim is to do azaz every day. And Rabbi Yisrael holds tumah dechuyi v'tzibur, but he holds azaz v'zman alav mitzvah, and then he just have to do 3 and 7, because there's no mile of doing it v'zmanah. And the Gemara could have said that, but since the havim in a hell, the tumah dechuyi v'tzibur, is every day, the Gemara didn't want to switch that. But that's the pshat in the havim and maskal of the Gemara. The Gemara's havim, it was tumah hutchi v'tzibur is 3 and 7, because the chuyah should be every day for a tarah mal yisrael, and hutchu b'chol you don't need azah. It's only a mila. As they take the way of the tizbara, so why do you need azah? Meaning zok rashi b'tayr shlishi yishvi. Why 3 and 7? Either say one azah period, or say azah every day. But there's no mila of 3 and 7. That's only for tarah. That's an asiv is medayik in rashi.